brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into the third and final hour. I want to go over some headlines with Bob Chapman, and your calls will be in the next segment, I promise, for everyone patiently holding. I was talking to Bob during the break, and he concurred that there are elite factions that are trying to and did want to pop the real estate bubble to start this unraveling so they can consolidate, so they can come in with their foreign currencies and buy up the infrastructure. Bob, what happens now that the credit card debts are starting to come due? What happens? I mean, you say that things could, you know, just continue their slow slide into the end of the year. What's the percentage, you know, guesstimation, dead reckoning on that versus I think at any time it could just implode even faster. I mean, what's the possibility of that?
Well, we don't know that. It is possible. It's probable. But we just can't say that. We have to look at the fundamental facts that we have, and we have to look at the mosaic that's put together by what these people have done in the past. And that's why I was projecting what I did with the market and then with the economy. As you mentioned, there's big consolidations going on, and this real estate market was taken up, and now it's being deliberately taken back down again. And they did it through what they call a credit crisis. And what's happening is very obvious in the retail real estate industry. And we haven't come anywhere near the bottom yet in the 30 former hot areas. We're looking at 35 to 40% losses from the top, and we've only experienced about 15. So we got a couple of years to go on that, plus the subprime, also loans, and then we got the option loans coming after them. So this is not going to go away for 4 or 5 years. But one of the interesting things here is, why was that done? It was done to consolidate the mortgage industry within the banking industry. You know, Morgan takes over WaMu, and Bank of America takes over Countrywide, and there's been 211 mortgage companies that have gone out of business. They want all the business. Second of all, you're going to see the big hitters, the real big hitters, a lot of money from outside the country coming in to take advantage of the commercial real estate market. In just 6 months, the commercial real estate market has dropped from 15 to 25%, depending upon where you're at. And that's because people just can't get any money to make deals. And so it'll continue to slide along with the retail market when it reaches what they, the people who cause these things, to a bottom that they're looking for, and they'll just waltz in and buy everything.
Again, creating an economic climate where it's a fire sale.
Exactly. And they'll do the same thing with the stock market, too. Yes, they'll hold it perhaps above 10,000 before the year's out, and there can be an untoward event that'll happen that could cause that to blow up. But assuming that we don't have that event, this will go on into next year, and the market will probably go down to, on the Dow basis, 7286, which was the bottom in 2001. And that'll be tested, and if it doesn't get any better, which I don't think it will, we'll be heading for 4,000 to 4,500. These pension plans are going to get ravaged.
Meanwhile, government spending like it's going out of style on police state apparatus.
Well, not only that, they think $800 is going to help families. Yeah, it'll help a little bit for a couple of weeks, and that's the end of it. Now, that's a political ploy, just like it was when you received your check way back when.
$100, and it said, from George Bush. I mean,
I hope you get his autograph.
I tell you, Bob, when we come back, I want to go directly to the calls, and then any other subjects and issues you want to talk about. What are some of the other points that we need to make that you haven't gotten to yet?
Well, I think we've covered a lot of the economic parts. I can go into the guts of really why this is happening. I can do it very simply.
And, all right. We'll do that when we get back with Bob Chapman after this quick break. And your calls at 1-800-259-9231. TheInternationalForecaster.com. You can email them there and get a free copy of the latest newsletter. You can also subscribe there at TheInternationalForecaster.com. My websites are TruthNews.us, PrisonPundit.com, InfoWars.net, and JonesReport.com. We'll be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bottom line, the global elite control the central banks of the world, except in a few nations, third world nations, that they call rogue nations. They can create a wall, a tsunami of credit and currency that they could then get people leveraged out and pull the rug out from under them and consolidate everything. They have the power to do it. They have done it. Now they want to incrementally pull the rug out so you don't get mad at them or realize what's happening. They've openly stated that. Again, we have their own IMF World Bank documents. They're doing it now. The question is, how deep will it get? Can they keep control of it? And you were about to go to the calls, but you said you could simply, Bob, boil down the mechanics, the bottom line reasons that this is unfolding.
Well, they learned in the early 1930s that you can't withdraw money and credit from the system because it just collapses. And so no matter what they do, they will continue to inflate as long as they can because on the other side of the equation, you've got deflation. You've got the values of commercial and retail real estate coming down. You've got a credit crisis. You've got manufacturing coming apart at the seams. We're losing all of our manufacturing in our markets and have been for some years, and we've already lost over 5 million jobs. And so they see that going in the deflationary area, and so they must offset it. And that's why I was quoting those figures before, with the creation of money and credit at around approximately 16% inflation at 11.6%, unemployment really at 14%. These are the important factors that are going to lead into that. And what caused all this? The U.S. Federal Reserve. Who participated in it? The banks, Wall Street, in the case of real estate, the mortgage industry, the appraisers, and the borrowers. 85 to 95% of all the applications were full of lies. And so there's fraud all the way down the line.
And the regulators,
in a corrupt society.
The corrupt society, you're right. And the regulators allowed that to happen, knowing that that would happen. I mean, I use the analogy of when I was in college and had no money, literally in a cockroach-infested one-room apartment, and I would get credit cards four or five times a week in the mail. Now that I'm not in big debt and do make a little bit of money, I get a credit card maybe once a month. I mean, because they were issuing credit out of nothing, why not get me on the line? Bob, what are they going to do, though, as especially people on fixed incomes, Social Security and whatnot, they can't hide the inflation there. If it goes from 10 to 16% in a year, maybe up to 20 as this accelerates, how are they going to hide that when old people are out on the street everywhere?
Well, they're not going to be able to, and that's why probably they're constructing and refurbishing all of these internment camps that they have throughout the country, and they'll probably put them in there.
Well, that's what the Pentagon plans from Rex 84 said, a huge economic downturn, and that's their excuse to move. And that's what a lot of experts like Dr. Roberts and others are saying, that he thinks that they know it's going to happen and they want to use this to bring in an even greater police state.
Well, I agree with that. And that means at some time, during that course of time, that maybe the yuppies will wake up and maybe we'll have to do something about what the government's doing.
They still giggle at us. They still say there's no inflation. I've seen stuff on TV where stockbrokers are laughing and saying the dollar's fine.
Well, their attitude will change as the economy gets more difficult, and they will start searching for answers. They're not dumb. They're just full of arrogance.
Ron Paul's in the Dallas Morning News. Says Ron Paul blames Federal Reserve for weakening economy. And I mean, here's the perfect guy who has plans. As you said, you agree with his look. I mean, he's gotten all these awards for his economic theorem. But the country and the corrupt system is going to probably reject him.
Well, that's possible. I think one of the best things that can happen is if Mr. Bloomberg runs. And that would split the Democratic side. And if Ron Paul is shunned by the Republican establishment, then he could go to, if he chose,
that's right,
a third party, and then he'd have a real shot at getting elected.
That's right. You've got to stay behind Ron Paul, folks. We've got a lot of aces in the hole, a lot of things that can happen. Even if he loses, he still injects real issues into the debate. Do you agree, Bob?
Absolutely. He's exposing all of the things that you'll never see in the national media.
Bob in Delaware, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to thank you for everything that you do. I don't think people realize the risk that you take every day just doing what you do. I'm pretty sure that you've heard about the Harvard's little tiny microbot fly. It's only about as big as your finger. They're actually going to be putting it in the New York Museum of Modern Art February 24th, and now that they're getting funding from DARPA because they want to use it as a surveillance project.
Well, that's only one university. MIT's got these, all sorts of hover drones, tiny drones. The total surveillance. Bob Chapman, I know you're aware that they're shifting over now, no longer electrical engineering or history or education. It's all just going to be spies. And the economy is just going to be a predatory economy with tattletales and jackboots everywhere.
Well, I agree with that. And I do have printed published information on these new devices that they have where they can watch people. And you can look at England and Denmark. They're already quite advanced. And
Finland's really bad. Okay, anything else, Bob, in Delaware?
No, that's all. Thanks for having me on, Alex. Appreciate everything you do.
Thank you. Joe in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Joe.
Hello, Alex. Hello, Bob. I got a question for both of you. I just built an interactive graph for the New Hampshire primaries, and I'm just wondering what is the best use of my skills to expose the New World Order. I could throw up a web page, say, graph the results for yourself, and people could look at it and say, oh, this is what they're doing to me. The second would be for Alex, more like your message to the future, just advice to the future. What would be the best case scenario for a family starting off in life? You know, how would you keep your sanity? How would you reassure and comfort one another?
Okay, first off, if you were starting a family, I would learn that you don't need all the baubles and trinkets of success. What you need is security. So try to live in a small house, rural area, or outside a city if you could, and commute. Not have a bunch of baubles and junk and plasma screens if you don't have the money. Don't eat out a lot. Teach your children, instead of about Santa Claus, who's fake, teach them about the New World Order. Teach them about corruption. Teach them that family comes first. Have friends and family. That's worth more than all the gold in the hills. You know, having true community and really getting your head screwed on, not fighting with your husband and wife. Realize the world is against you. The last thing you need is the husband and wife fighting. You've been trained societally to do that because a divided house will fall. Bob Chapman, your advice.
Well, I think everybody should start off by, yes, have a credit card, but make sure you pay it off every month. It's the most expensive form of debt. And I understand now that the average card is over 20%, and that's something you don't need. And you save your money so that you can buy furniture or buy a house and have a decent down payment of 15 or 20%. That's the way it used to be a very, very short time ago, and that's the best way to start planning.
And what about changing lifestyles? I mean, if you've got an MP3 player from 4 years ago, you don't need the newest one that holds 10,000 songs. The one you've got that holds 1,000 is enough.
You only can listen to so much music.
Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Derek in New York. Derek, you're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, it's an honor to speak to both of you. First of all, I'd like to touch on the subject of China. And what I've observed recently is that the world elite have been splitting into two groups, specifically one based in the U.S., that is mainly Bush and his cronies, and the other would be based in the Democratic Party. But they are slowly moving everything to China, and I'd like to hear what Bob has to say about that first, and I'd just like to touch on something else in a little bit, if possible.
Well, I don't think that there's much difference between both parties. The Illuminati runs things from behind the scenes, and they either have compromised our representatives, or they have bought them off, and they usually do that with campaign contributions.
Well, I don't mean so much as in just politicians, but as in the global elite is almost two feuding factions, and one has now taken over the United States, and the other, it's a global thing. I'm not just talking about the United States, but specifically in the United States, it's the Democratic Party. And
look, the New World Order made the decision, because China has a one-child policy and has played ball, to move industry there, but only so they could wage war on the West and blow out all their competition. That's
exactly
the first major phase of the game, Bob.
I agree, and it also goes further than that. And your concept is right, but it's not the Democratic Party. It's the all-line families in Europe versus the United States, the families in the United States. And a good example of that is the Iran situation. If you go back almost 2 years, you can read what Brzezinski said, and he represents the European faction, about how Washington messed up Iran so bad it set world government back 50 years. And so they said, through Brzezinski, we don't want Iran invaded. And so there is a conflict going on there. And it's not just about Iran.
And by the way, it was the European faction 3 years ago that made the decision to pop the real estate bubble to bring down the U.S. and the Anglo-American British U.S. arm. Now, at certain levels, you can say they're actually nexus together, but it does, from all the indicators, like you said, the mosaic, Bob, appear that there is an inner Anglo-American / European combat.
Yes, there is.
Exactly.
It's one-upmanship, if you may.
Well, not only that, but specifically in China now, if you notice the huge economic boom in China and just everything in Asia, everything seems to be moving towards Asia. And right now, honestly, if we were to go with war with China, which seems very likely in the next 10 years or so, they'd be able to hold their own. You understand what I mean?
Yeah, but the globalists create false bipolar systems to play them off against each other. Thanks for the call. We'll get Bob's take on that as well in the next segment, right here on the GCN Radio Network.
is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that communism has stated that America would not jump from capitalism to communism, but our elected leaders would pass laws to socialize America, and one day we would wake up and have socialism, communism, and not even know how it happened? Have we seen this very type of socialization of America over the last 60 years? We've been pushed far down the slippery slope of socialism, communism, and don't even know it. Just as Nikita Khrushchev said, we'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the New World religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
We're going to keep Bob until about 40 after. Then I'm going to recap more news and take calls. There's some police state and Ron Paul news I haven't gotten to yet. eFoods Direct has gotten enough food in to be able to expand out to February 11th before they have the price increase because of inflation. So you've got another 20 days or so to do that. They are the preeminent, longest continually operating portable food company in the U.S. They have high-quality, very clean organic foods. They can't say 100% organic because their bananas and stuff are from, you know, Central America. But it freeze-dried, fits in very small areas, a lot of food, and lasts more than 10 years in climate control, just 10 years if it isn't climate control like a garage or an attic. Give them a call at 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. And take action now, folks. This is the kind of insurance policy you can eat as food prices go up or if things get really tough. I mean, either you're wealthy or poor or whatever, they got 2 months supplies, your supplies, 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Big banners at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Also, get a free copy of the International Forecaster. This is in-depth analysis and info, multifaceted. It's the best info you're going to find out there, bar none. Meshes with Dr. Paul's info, but Bob Chapman can spend all his time on this. Paul can't. Very important info, theinternationalforecaster.com. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Idaho. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hi. Thank you, gentlemen, first of all, for all that you do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
And I just want to, first of all, you touched earlier on the mortgage issue, Alex, and I represent a software program that helps cancel interest, mortgage interest, and it's my understanding that it's endorsed by G. Edward Griffin. And
so you're calling in to plug it?
Well, no, not exactly. I wanted to know what your guys' thoughts were about that, if you've done any research on it.
No, that's not, I mean, if G. Edward Griffin endorses it, and I can see that, I'm all for it. But go ahead and plug it. I mean, what's on your mind?
Well, in my humble opinion and the limited amount of research that I've done, it's my understanding that, you know, that type of a mechanism to be able to cancel mortgage interest without interrupting a person's lifestyle is really what it does.
Is that just a program to tell you how much extra to pay to basically get rid of a lot of it?
No, it's actually more of it's like creating a self-directed arbitrage, essentially. And
I'm ignorant. Why don't you explain it to me?
Well, in simple terms, there's a product that's been used widely throughout Europe and Australia called a current account mortgage.
And, okay, Bob, do you know what this is?
I've heard about it. Yes.
Well, I did some extensive research. It's based on the concept that they use over in Europe and Australia called a current account mortgage, also known as an offset mortgage. And
a balloon payment?
No, it's more, again, it's the way that it's designed. Let me see if I can explain this concisely. The way that it works is the way that the account works over there is they take your there's an umbrella account known as the current account mortgage. They, you keep your mortgage account and all of your short-term liquid funds under that umbrella. And what they do on a monthly basis is they superimpose the balance of the account holder's short-term liquid funds over their outstanding mortgage balance, thereby offsetting a portion of their mortgage balance and canceling the interest they would otherwise pay.
Bob, what do you think of this?
I have to know more about it. I just don't know.
Yeah, send me more info.
You know, Ed Griffin's been a friend of mine since 1964, so I would assume he's done his homework on it. He says it's good. I'm all for it.
Well, we have to see if that's the case. Sir, just send me some info. Thank you for the call. Let's go ahead now and take another call. We got to move quick here. Leo in Mass, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Chapman. I'm glad to hear you on. I've been really worried about the fact that we don't get a good economics background in school, like the free R's. And I think the only way to really do this quickly would be to have an update of Monopoly combined with risk. I would call it crashing the market game. And, you know, that we've got to teach people quickly about the games that are going on with their lives. And if we create a board game that can be updatable, that would be a really great way of educating people quickly. And that was my main concern. My other concern is I hear that 80% of the stock market is institutional. However, 70% of spending is consumer-directed. So I'm wondering how we can, you know, juxtapose these and work it out. And
all right, let me get Bob's take on that. Anything else?
Yeah, you know, is Paulson dead?
No, that's pure bull, sir. The people that put that out are always talking about, you know, a magical, imaginary U.S. ambassadors with trillions of dollars and just and Barbara Olson is still alive. I mean, they just, it's just absolute bull. It's the same people.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Bob Chapman with his final segment. More news and info coming up after that. Before we go to Leo, Rob, Tim, Fred, and Brett, that'll be our last calls that we have time to take. I wanted to go back to Bob Chapman. Bob, any other key points that need to be added? Anything else we should be looking for in the markets? I mean, my question to you is, clearly I believe that they know this is just a salve, $800 per family, freezing mortgages, because the inflation is what's really hurting everybody, but the public hasn't been educated on that concept, so they don't understand. They just know suddenly their check doesn't go as far, so it looks like putting perfume on a pig to me.
Well, if they freeze mortgages, it's not going to make the problem go away. And with inflation, the problem is going to get worse. So they can't freeze mortgages indefinitely at a certain level, because then the banks won't make any money.
They're talking about a 5-year freeze.
That's too long. The banks would go bananas. It would have to be a 1-year or something like that. And I think that's the best the public could hope for. You've got to remember that 85 to 95% of the people who have the problem mortgages lied on their applications. They committed fraud.
Again, I've never seen corruption, just in business, people trying to hammer me. I mean, I don't do that. And it's like they think it's normal. And they get mad at you when you tell them, listen, buddy, I'm not going to sit here and take a raping.
Well, that's the way the world is today, and you're right. It's wrong, but they do it.
All right, who's up next, you say, John? Leo in Mass. So we got to move quick. Leo, go ahead.
Yeah, I spoke earlier about giving our culture an economic vaccination, and since running the 3 R's into economics is not going to happen anytime because they will stop us from teaching the kids real economics, I think the only thing left is to take the monopoly and risk and put it together and call it crashing the market game. And so
We were just talking to you. Thanks, Leo. Yeah, what do you think of that idea, Bob Chapman? I mean, that is a good idea to show people how the real monopoly works, not the fake financial system that we're taught.
Well, it is a good idea, and it would be probably even better if you were able to do it as a video game, because that would appeal. You know, they don't have to think as much.
I know the folks
don't want to think.
I know I'm in one of the big hot Midway games put out by CBS. The locals here are fans. Maybe they should try to do that, but I don't think Sumner Redstone would let them do that. Let's go ahead. I think me getting on that video game was already enough trouble. Let's go ahead and talk to Rob in PA. You're on the air with Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Bob. I just wanted to touch on a few things that Bob had mentioned and sort of disagree. I think this Bush administration has really started this domino effect back in August with this subprime, and then it dominoed into the lending institutions and banks, and then the bond ratings started to slide, and then we have now where the bond insurance companies are going bankrupt. I know Jim Cramer was on CNBC this morning talking about the Treasury Department, the Fed, buying out these bond insurance companies. And I think ultimately it's going to fall on the American people.
Well, my point is that, Florida, California, a bunch of other states are going and saying, you said these were AAA corporate paper. They weren't. Give us our money back. The contract says so, and they can't. I think Bob's being conservative here in his forecast. He's saying any day now we could wake up and it could be a full-blown depression. Right, Bob?
That's possible, but it probably isn't probable because, as the gentleman is saying, and I've talked about this in my publication, is that the government will step in and nationalize these institutions.
Yeah, that's it.
So
we
have ACA, they're working on there, AMBAC, MIBA. They're all, one's bankrupt, the other two are going to be bankrupt, and they're insuring the bonds, and the bonds got their rating of AAA from the insurance companies who no longer have a AAA, which means all those bonds that are in institutional accounts that must have AAA are going to have to be sold.
And so, Bob, the answer to everything is inflation. They'll just keep issuing more currency, more credit. I mean, do you see his point, Rob, what he's saying, that they're just going to continue to issue more liquidity?
Yeah, I don't think Asia is going to keep continuing to buy our bonds. I mean, this move alone by Bernanke and Paulson this morning eroded 0.75% of their value.
But hold on, though. Where does it go then? If they're holding all these trillions and trillions, what do they do with it? I mean, they're stuck holding it, Bob.
They're stuck holding it. There's nothing they can do. If they sell into the market, they're going to take losses, and the longer they wait, the worse the losses are going to be.
You're seeing the euro just the roof this morning was up 4 points. It's just incredible. Alex, I was on a couple months ago, called it vapor paper. It just disintegrates into thin air. It's quite a conundrum. I don't know where it's going to go.
Well, it's going to be the next big crisis, and it's already underway. It has been for the last 9 months because, example, Countrywide borrowed $51 billion from the Federal Home Loan Bank in Atlanta, and that started back in March. And WaMu's been borrowing money as well as other financial institutions that they never told you about.
Rob, thank you for the call. Call back again in the next few days. I'd like to hear more of your perspective. I know we've got Tim, Fred, Britt, and others. Hope to get to you after Bob is gone because he's got to leave us in a minute. But one last caller, Tim in Ohio, you're on the air with our guest.
One thing to remember, to realize who we're dealing with here, is you go back to your Latin root words. Poly means many. Ticks are blood-sucking creatures. So you put it together, politics. Washington, D.C. is many blood-sucking creatures. And I would encourage everyone that can legally, when you get that $800 from George Bush, Go out and buy some guns and some ammo, people. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. And that is the final $64 million question, Bob Chapman. By the way, you can get a free copy of his newsletter by calling 1-800-375-4188, 800-375-4188. Bob, that is the big answer. Once things finally settle out and people have that flashpoint, do you think there'll be blood in the streets?
I think there's a great possibility of it, and that's why I tell all of our subscribers, everybody over 10 should have an assault weapon, 1,000 rounds of ammo, and 10 30-shot clips, because we don't know where this is going to go.
Well, if 80% of the population in the 1930s Depression, starting in 29, were agrarian, knew how to plant crops, knew how to work together, and were moral, and crime more than quadrupled, and starvation set in, and I mean institutional crime, you know, grapes of wrath, that's true stuff, folks, feeding on you, you know, basically slave plantations. I'm not talking about for black folks, I mean for everybody. Now with 90% urban, and of the 10%, only 4 or 5% of those know how to plant food. I mean, we're talking about, Dr. Roberts is talking about collapse of society.
You know, I see that as a distinct possibility, and that's why your program is so very important, because you're waking up a lot of people who are taking the right actions and perhaps making this thing a short-term situation rather than a long imprisonment, if you may.
Absolutely. Bob Chapman. We'll talk to you very, very soon. In fact, I'm going to have my producer. Why don't you call my producer? You've got his number, and I'd like to set up a little meeting with you about ways we can get the forecaster out to more people. Do you have my producer's number?
Yes, I do. That's
It's the 512-291-57, and then the rest of the number, yes.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, thank you, sir. Just set up a meeting with him for us, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Bob. Okay, that said, this is not only a great sponsor we're about to bring up. It's a great World War II vet in the Chemical Corps who found out how deadly the chemicals were in the new detergents they were taking over. It's a way to save 85% off. And by the way, that number's even getting bigger now as inflation increases, off supermarket prices of all your cleaning products, okay? We're talking about shampoo, laundry, dish soaps, all of it. And it's what I use in my home. I found out about it because the network just gave me some years ago. My wife said, I want more of that. She never, you know, comes to me and says, I want more of that, of free stuff I bring home. And we got Marty as a sponsor about 2.5 years ago. We're very pleased to have Marty with us. We've been talking about the economy. We like to give you tips to protect yourself, like getting into gold and silver and great deals on that, or great deals on organic. They were organic before it was cool back in 47. Directly to your home, and you'll save 85% off supermarket prices. Marty, thanks for coming on, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Alex. Hey, I haven't talked to you in a year.
Yeah, exactly. It was we talked in mid-December. Marty, right. we were just talking about what's happening to the economy. Again, it's a no-brainer. The soaps aren't soaps at the store. They're toxic waste. Talk about that, and talk about the difference between your line of fine products.
Well, first, I want to give regards to Danny in Tennessee, who emailed me and said, the best soap in the world, as always, your products are wonderful, Marty. Saves us a ton of money, healthier skin, hair, and sinuses to go with it. God bless you. Have a happy new year. Keep on making the best soap available. Thank you, Danny. So the problem with us, because we're a 60-year-old company, we're very old-fashioned, very stubborn, and very conservative. And when we make soap, we don't call it detergents because it's real soap made from coconut oils and vegetable oils. And without perfumes, we use natural essences of oranges, of lemons, of cherries. This is what we feel. It gives it the aroma. It rinses out. It don't hurt. It don't itch. It don't create redness. It doesn't boost up the dermatology clinics for getting more salves, more lotions, more pills. Don't need it. There's not another company like us, I'm proud to say, and we just want to share the good life, the good cleanliness. We're people that make life cleaner and better, and that's what we do. That's been our whole philosophy for 60 years.
Well, Marty, here's an example. When I first got some of your soap 3 years ago, and I would accidentally leave some under my arms like I do about once a month with Zest or something, an hour later I'd be burning in pain in the office bathroom with my shirt off, splashing water under my arms. Sometimes it was between the legs, and I'd be pulling my pants down with a washcloth trying to get it off. I had to go home a few times over the years. I can accidentally leave Calbin soap between my legs, under my arms, and it doesn't hurt me. Why?
Well, because we don't use toxic perfumes or any perfumes. We don't use petrochemicals. We don't use sodium chlorides, which is the basis of all these products on the marketplace. And you don't have to be an intellectual or a professor to know and read, pick up a bar of Zest, of Dove, of Dial, and look at the item they have in there, which people think is a cleaner. It's called sodium chloride. Sodium chloride is table salt, a very strong irritant to the skin, a filler, an item that is just something that you could do without. It's very
But that's nothing compared to all those other chemicals that are in there.
It's a pound for sodium chloride, and it's in there as a predominant chemical. Who needs it? Would you wash your face, your baby, your body with table salt?
Well, that's why they say you got to have baby soap for babies. Because adults shouldn't be using it either. You put that on a baby, they'll break out and get bloody skin from it.
That's what the dermatologists get more business. The doctors, there was in the 30s and the 40s and early 50s, the dermatology business was almost zero.
By the way, do you and kids didn't have zits either. I remember as a teenager, I learned instinctively not to scrub my face with soap like everybody said because it wasn't soap, and I'd get zits. And when I didn't and left the normal, you know, oils and stuff there and just cleaned it lightly, I wouldn't get acne. And like everybody else I knew had really bad acne. But guess what? Edward Bernays, who got doctors to go on the newsreels and in the papers and say bacon with your eggs, you got to eat it. It's for your heart. No one ate bacon with eggs. He's the guy that had women flappers say they were feminist and walk with cigarettes to be photographed in the paper. Then women all had to go smoke cigarettes. He's also the guy that got people to adopt, the head of PR, these toxic things in the soaps and the conversion over. It's incredible. They sold us poison at every level. They helped sell the sodium fluoride and stannous fluoride in the water. I mean, it's incredible.
This is what's going on in the marketplace today, where fighters, we're going forward, we're fighting Procter, Lever, Colgate, and numerous other chemical companies that are predominant grocery store shelves in the supermarkets and the billboards and the advertisement. They're brainwashing and hypnotizing the consumer to buy these chemicals, and we fight them tooth and nail and give the consumer something that's real American, and that's called the American choice.
They also pass on all those expenses in their multi-billion-dollar advertising campaigns apiece to the consumer.
Exactly. That's where the money's coming from.
That's how you can give them 85% off supermarket prices. Used to, you sold to finer hotels and to institutions, hospitals, because they knew, and you've had them, you know, as customers since 47, but what, 6-7 years ago, 5 years ago, I forget, you started selling first over Genesis, because Michael Trudeau was an environmentalist, one of the salesmen, and he just found out about you guys and called and got you, and then I found out about it. And now this is your first time adventure here with the general public, buying it at wholesale prices, high-quality organic soap. Now, normally you pay 2-3 times at a store for organic soaps that are questionable. This is the original, just wonderful, folks. And you've got a test tote bag with a sample of everything, very inexpensive, or you've got a free catalog folks can get. I suggest they just call up now and get a 6-month or year supply. It's so inexpensive, so easy to store. Get involved. This is how you change your life. Stop supporting the New World Order, chemical plants. Give them the number. Tell them about the tote bag.
800-340-7091. Or on the web, 5starsoap.com. Five star, five the number or five the letter, makes no difference. You'll reach us, we'll send you a catalog. If you're interested in getting a starter pack, it's a 6-pound package that's got bar soap, hair soap, dish soap, and laundry soap. We UPS it to your home, $18 plus shipping, and you'll have a chance for 1 to 2 months to use something that's twice as good as what you're using now. guaranteed, and the pleasure will be so immense that you will write me and call me, fax me, email me, where have you been all my life? And this is how we treat
Marty, us. Give them that number again.
800-340-7091.
Or fivestarsoap.com. Again, that number.
800-340-7091.
Give me a limerick. We only got 30 seconds.
Okay, then let me give you the limerick for today. We got the limerick going? All right, I want you to write this down because it's important for your family.
All right.
There once was an egg named Mabel who tried to stand but wasn't able. But her problem, you see, was solved. 1, 2, 3. If you first sprinkle salt on the table.
1-800-340-7091, 5starsoap.com. Marty, you are a character. We love you. God bless.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700. And let's take America back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tapteo is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tapteo allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tapteo enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tapteo and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of Data Lee Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
This is the way he wants it. So he gets it.
Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying.
We'll continue to track what's happening. Unbelievable blow to the dollar. Unbelievable blow to the republic. Had Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on. Then for an hour plus, we had Bob Chapman on. If you missed any of it, you're an internet listener, you can go to the InfoWars.com Stream 1. It's the mainstream. It says mainstream. And you can hear the first, second hour, if you missed any of it, re-air or any time today or tomorrow. You can also listen and sign up free for the podcast, have it delivered to your MP3 or iPod device, where you want, whenever you want, how you want. Marty's a great guy. Don't forget to give him a call. It really is great, natural soap. 1-800-340-7091. At least get a free catalog. Stop letting your children have this toxic waste put on them. That's what it is. 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com. Let's jam in some final calls here. Fred in Missouri, and then Brett and Fred. Go quick, Fred.
All right. Alex, I bought the biggest shortwave I could find. I put up the antenna. I've been listening to you for 2 weeks. They've been jamming the last third of it. The last 2 days, they've jammed all of your program. I haven't got nothing. And the second thing I wanted to mention was this doomsday law they put in January of 2005 means basically that they can outlaw us even owning gold, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, they say that the president is supreme dictator in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. They literally say, the White House memos say he is God. It says all law flows from him. Torture's okay. Mass murder's okay. Anything's okay. Doesn't matter. They're Hitler, basically. They're Stalin. They're Mao. Hillary's the same thing. It's just total corruption gone to seed. And so let them say whatever they want. Let them do whatever they want. I mean, yeah, they could take your bank account. They could take your house. They can take your gold. But it doesn't mean you still shouldn't, you know, get into it.
It's coming to it. I think it's coming down to it.
I hear you. It's getting bad, sir. Anything else?
No, that's it.
So what do you hear jamming-wise? You're just listening to WWCR and it just, like, something plays over it? Or?
Noises, wild noises, and then static, and then and the big woo-woos, it's just all out.
There are quite a few hams. Most of them are good people, but there are quite a few ham operators who hate liberty. Most of them are, you know, former government people, and they submit to globalism. They've taken the spirit of evil, and they do, you know, key regionally over the show, just key over the frequency, but it doesn't black it out worldwide, my friend. God bless you. I'm sorry they're doing that to you there locally. That's what it sounds like. See, I can tell. People just say it's static or something, but if it's like a, you know, or over it, you know what they're doing. Doesn't matter. Truth's getting out. They can censor us everywhere. Truth's getting out. Just tell 10 people about the show today. That's how you deal with them. Brett in New Orleans, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? Brand new listener here, and I got to meet Ron Paul yesterday. I'm here in New Orleans. We got the caucuses tonight, so we're going all out there, me and my family and friends. Hopefully we'll stir up something. But I wanted to ask Bob this question. One of the things Ron Paul was saying, that he's not for big government, less government. He wants to move more to a free market. Even though most of these big companies back all their holdings with government paper, would fixed securities backed by the claim-paying ability of independent companies hedge any of the risk of this government trash that they're trying to get?
Well, I would certainly think so, but I'm no expert on that. I have general knowledge. Call me back tomorrow, my friend. Good to have you on board, Brett, and we'll talk more. To Fred and others, sorry we don't have time to take your call, but I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. We are being censored on Dig, all over the place, in the media, libraries, where you can't get to truthnews.us or prisonplanet.com or ronpaulwarroom.com. Just tell everybody else about the site. That's how you handle their censorship. And tell everybody to tune back in, T-minus 70 seconds. We'll be right back at InfoWars.com. Right back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Derek.